Welcome back inside the cave here on 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wentz and John Roberts with you this morning till 9 o'clock. And as promised, we have our athlete of the week in studio.
Yes, we do. And the athlete of the week is being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. This week's athlete of the week is Francesca Scarabotolo of Adrian High School Girls Swim and Dive. Welcome.
Thank you.
And one of the things that Ian and I talked about, we believe that you are our first international student to be an athlete of the week on our program. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And quite a season, not just for you, of course, but the Maples as a whole.
Yeah, all the team is doing great, and I'm super excited about all what we've done.
Yes, quite a few school records broken, quite a few conference championships, and just this past Saturday, you were part of the team earning what we believe is the first girls swim and dive conference championship in school history.
Yeah, yes. It was very good.
Yeah, very awesome. So good job. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and maybe a little bit about your swimming experience prior to coming to Adrian.
So I'm from Italy, and I'm here as an exchange student for this year. I've been swimming since I was maybe 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So I've been swimming for my whole life. And when I came here, I had the opportunity to join the team, the school team, and it was one of the best choices that I've ever made. So I'm super happy about it.
Well, good, good. And I'm sure they're happy you're a part of the team as well as you're doing, and sure, just to have you as part of the team. Swimming is a sport that there's only two schools in the county, so it doesn't always get a lot of coverage. And I know this because my kids swam for Adrian when they were there. We want to make sure we highlight when really great things are happening, and you're certainly part of that. So what are your main events that you swim, or are you an all-around swimmer?
I usually swim fly and freestyle, mm-hmm. but this year I've tried also backstroke.
Okay.
I'm not really a breaststroke fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't like
one.
It.
A lot of, I mean, the kick and the hands.
Yeah.
And everything has to be
working. Is that the one where you look like a fish?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Know, yeah, yeah.
I also tried the high M.
Okay.
So I really like trying almost everything.
Good, good. The IM is my favorite race because I think you have to be good at all four strokes.
Yes.
And I'm always impressed by good IM swimmers because you have to be a good all-around swimmer.
Yeah.
So
in my high school days, back in the day, I golfed, and we had an exchange student on the team, and she was from Germany. So that's, you know, an experience that I'm, you know, kind of used to and thought it was really cool, and, mm-hmm. and the opportunity for them to play athletics here. Could you talk to maybe the difference between swimming in America versus swimming in Europe?
Yeah. First of all, we don't have school in sports. Like, we don't have sports in school in Italy. So all that we have is clubs outside of the school. And that's why most of the people choose mainly one sport. And that's why I've never played any other sports. The season starts like in September and ends in the summer. Mm. So it's a longer season, and most of the people like choose only one sport.
Okay.
Instead of changing during the year.
Sure. So there's more focus on developing in the one sport.
Yes.
and maybe not playing as many sports. So you're here for the whole year.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you might try some other sports while you're here?
Yeah, I'm probably joining the soccer team in the spring, but I'm not sure.
Okay, very good. So you've had quite a few accomplishments this year as a swimmer at Adrian High. some new school records. So your name will be on the record board at the end of the season, and also a couple SEC championships. Can you tell our listeners, number one, what school records have you set this year?
I set the 100 back, 100 freestyle, 200 freestyle, and I was part of the 200 free relay that made the school record. And
then what events were you an SEC champion in this past weekend?
500 freestyle and 200 freestyle.
Okay. Were you on any of the relay teams this past weekend?
Yes, the 400 free relay.
Okay. Because I knew you'd been on a lot of relays throughout the regular season, and I wasn't sure. I know sometimes the coaches move swimmers around, you know, depending on the day, and so I wasn't sure if you were on any of the relays this past Friday and Saturday. So what's one of the things that you've really enjoyed about being part of the Adrian swim team?
Most of all the team environment. Staying with my teammates is always fun, and it's a great chance that I have to share all the practices with them, and the coaches also are
good,
very good.
Good. And one, I guess my other question that I was going to ask is, what is probably the most fun you've had outside of swimming, being a student here at Adrian High School?
Probably homecoming, because we don't have it at home, and all the football games with the student section.
They're
really fun.
Good.
I got a couple, and they're pretty simple.
Yeah.
First off, what grade are you in?
12th. I'm a senior.
Okay, so you're a senior. Do you have any plans after school?
My plan was going back to Italy because we have 5 years of high school. So I'm a senior here, but at home I still have 1 year to finish. And then going to college, but I'm not really sure if it's going to be here or in Italy.
Sure. Okay.
Well, you're familiar with this area. You could come back here and go to college.
Yeah, maybe.
Or see a different part of America, too. Yeah. That there's a lot to see out there. So, well, we greatly appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You're having a great season. I know you've got the state meet coming up here, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Next week.
Smizzles are this weekend, correct? So you got a couple more meets to swim. We wish you the best of luck and keep doing great things in the pool.
Thank you.
All right. Francesca Scarabatolo, our athlete of the week, and she continues to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, the LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.
At the Lenawee Intermediate School District, we see the potential in every learner. Guided by service and collaboration, we work to create opportunities for success in our community. Whether in a classroom, on a school bus, or in an office, our mission is the same: supporting learners through personalized service, innovative programs, and engaged leadership. Join our team and make an impact. Visit www.lisd.us/careers to view our current open positions and apply today.